Professor in News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. There are major mudslides happening in Southern California.
Mudslides in Southern California have trapped drivers, buried roads, and damaged homes. That comes 10 hours after several Southern California communities were hit by heavy rain. No one was hurt, and authorities say no one is reported missing. Intense rains hit the community for more than an hour on Thursday afternoon as remnants of Tropical Storm Mario reached the mountainous area. The mudslides affected the Towny Mountain communities of Forest Falls, Oak Glen, and Potato Canyon in San Bernardino County, just east of Los Angeles. Authorities rescued 10 people traveling in at least six vehicles who were stranded on Route 38 near the San Bernardino National Forest. I'm Haya Punjwani.
The Senate has failed to pass the House version of a continuing resolution that would have avoided a government shutdown at the end of the month. Bob Agnew reports it's no surprise given the heated rhetoric before the vote.
Democrat leader Chuck Schumer told colleagues it's all about conflicting visions on Capitol Hill.
We're two bills come to the floor that truly crystallize the contrast between the two parties.
But Majority Leader John Thune says keeping the government up and running would have provided needed time for ongoing bipartisan talks.
Democrats can't take yes for an answer.
Without a CR, the government is set to shut down at the end of the month. Bob Agner reporting.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court to let it enforce a passport policy for transgender and non-binary people, requiring male or female sex designations based on birth certificates. The administration appealed the lower court ruling allowing people use the gender or X identification marker that lines up with their so-called gender identity. This is SRN News. Two Virginia students are going to federal court.
The two boys attend Stonebridge High School in Ashburn, and when they complained about a girl being allowed to share a locker room with them, they were accused of sexual harassment and suspended. The Founding Freedoms Law Center and America First Legal is suing to have the record of the suspension removed from the students' records. Similar cases are cropping up all across the nation as school officials promote transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The new leader of the world's Catholics has sat for his first interview with a Catholic news organization. Pope Leo addressed a number of topics, including the ongoing priest sex abuse scandal. He admits it's a real crisis that has not yet been solved and that the church still hasn't found a way to help victims heal. But he also thinks the rights of priests must be respected. The Pope adds the scandal can't become the center focus of the church. This is SRN News. Ohio is gaining population for the first time in several decades, and Jonathan Williams with the American Legislative Exchange Council says it's all because of conservative reforms in the state government.
Because of the education freedom, the universal school choice, that flat tax, and several other very important reforms, now Ohio is on the brink of once again gaining population, and just did for the first time a couple of years ago. And continual free market reforms like this are going to be exactly what it needs to continue to move in that right direction.
Williams was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Federal prosecutors say a man accused of fatally shooting two staff members of the Israeli embassy in Washington was wearing a body camera that captured video of the killings from his perspective. Elias Rodriguez is accused of murder in the deaths of Yaron Leshinsky and Sarah Milgram. More details at SRNNews.com.